So when I was nine, I'd changed schools and I was feeling really bewildered. It's hard when you're a kid and you change schools. You know, you've sort of, there's this whole social thing going on and you don't quite know how to wiggle your way in there. Well, I didn't. And I thought, I know, I need a best friend. That's the trick, seemed to be the trick. Everyone had a best friend. So I had very long hair at that point. If I bent my head back, I could sit on it. And there was another girl with very long hair. And I thought, we've got a lot in common. And so I went and sidled up to Leslie, and we became good friends. And she went to a club. She told me she went to a club on Wednesday evening, and asked me if I'd like to come to the club. And I said, oh, that sounds good. And so her mum picked me up, and off I went with her to her club. And it was amazing because everyone in that room had really long hair. I had unwittingly joined the Brethrens. I think my parents knew, because I remember that funny smile on their faces every time Leslie's mum picked me up. Anyway, I loved it at the Brethren's. We sang songs and we rolled up bandages for the old folks' home, and one of them played guitar, and we banged tambourines and things, and they told stories that sort of had some sort of moral to them. And I thought being a Brethren, I didn't know I was a Brethren, but I just thought it was a really cool club. So I did that for about a year, and at the end of the year, they said there's going to be a sports day, and would I like to come to the sports day? And I said, oh yeah, that sounds like fun. And I liked running. And so it was the Every Girls Rally. I had to wear a little white shirt and a yellow skirt. And it was just only the girls, Every Girls Rally. I think the Every Boys Rally had a different sports day. They went to mingle. And it happened to be at Brown Hill Creek, which was just down the road from where my parents lived. Well, I grew up in Adelaide, Australia. And Brown Hill Creek was probably about half a mile from the house, so it was very convenient. I walked down there, and there was all the girls with their long hair and yellow skirts and white shirts, and we had lots of races, and there was a big barbecue, and I ate lots of their food and had a jolly good time. My parents didn't seem to want to go. But then I started feeling a bit queasy. Don't know what was going on, but and then I started really feeling a bit sick, and I was lying down on the bench, and one of the mothers came and felt sorry for me, and she said, you know, oh dear, can I give you a ride home? And I said, oh, I just live just up the road, it's only about half a mile. And she said, oh no, you look really bad, come on, I'll give you a ride home. And I said, okay. And she led me to the car. I remember that car. It was a beautiful pale blue Rover. And she opened, and it was crammed full of Every Girl Rally girls. And all the interior was lovely light blue leather. I just remember it very clearly. And I sort of got bundled in with these girls, and in the middle in the back seat. And off we set. And oh dear, I was not feeling too good, and I don't need to say any more, do I? It's quite a predictable ending. So she comes to my street. The house is just up there, and I feel it come, the first wave, and I think, if I just can keep my lips tight, and I'm reaching for the window, and this girl's pushing my arm away. What are you doing? And I'm trying to open the window and I can't get to it. And then the next wave comes and it's like a fire hose out of my nostrils. Like, just, and I'm just going like this, and then out of my mouth. And I just spray painted the interior of this lovely woman's Rover all over, all the leather, every child in there. Just as we pull up to the house and my mother comes, she heard all this screaming, she wondered what was going on. She comes out, they just opened all the doors, there's girls, and she piles me out. And my mother just, you know, oh, I'm terribly sorry, is there anything I can do for you? And that brethren woman said, no, thank you, and piled them all in and drove off. I was never invited to every girls' rally again. And I started at another school the next year anyway, and I met my best forever friend, Roz, who's still my best friend, and she lives in Melbourne.